Hi, I'm Ellie.
And I'm Max. And we are here with our teacher, Mrs. Finn, ready to head out for another lesson with the walk-in classroom.
Remember to be aware of your surroundings as we walk. We know that walking is good for us, but we need to be careful to pay attention to what is going on around us. It can be risky not to pay attention to where you're putting your feet. And we don't want to trip over something in our path. And we need to make good choices about walking at a brisk pace, keeping a safe distance between us as we walk, and being on the lookout for anything we could stumble on.
I know we need to pay attention to the path in front of us, but... Hey, Ellie, look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman!
Aha! Superman, you two are too much. Is there a particular reason you're quoting that famous tagline about the greatest superhero ever invented? The symbol of justice and righteousness across our country? Just so you know, the entire line that was used when Superman was created in the 1930s was... Faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings in a single bound. Look! Up in the sky! It's a bird! It's a plane! It's
Superman!
That's exactly who we're talking about. Today we're going to be talking about some of the first superheroes and how they were and are symbols that stand for good.
And there is no way you can discuss this topic without talking about
Superman!
Okay, I couldn't agree with you two more. It's true. When I think about superheroes, the first thing that pops into my head is the giant red S that is the symbol of Superman.
It's funny you say that, Mrs. Finn, because when we started our research, I didn't really know that much about Superman.
Me either. I mean, I knew about the big muscles, blue tights, red cape, and the giant S, but I didn't know much more than that.
Technically, we wouldn't even have superheroes if it wasn't for Superman.
I assume you're speaking from a cartoon standpoint, Ellie? You do know that cartoon superheroes aren't real, right?
Of course, Max. But they were created as a way to give hope to real people, to inspire real heroes.
Interesting. Can you begin by giving us a little summary of Superman's story?
Well, the character of Superman first appeared in comic books in the 1930s. According to my research, Superman was the first comic book superhero ever created. The writers who created Superman began his story by explaining that when Superman was just a baby, he was sent from a planet called Krypton to Earth. His father and mother put him in some kind of pod to save his life when their planet was about to explode. As luck would have it, a young couple, Mr. and Mrs. Kent, who were living in a town in Smallville, USA, found him, and they raised him as their own, all the while hiding his secret powers from the world. They named him Clark, Clark Kent.
As Clark Kent started growing up, he discovered his unique superpowers. He had some really cool ones, too. Through his own planet Krypton powers and the power of our sun, he is bulletproof, has X-ray vision, super-sensitive hearing, breath that can freeze people, and he can fly. As he grew up, he learned how to use and control these amazing powers, and when he was old enough, he made a decision to use them to fight against evil and injustice in the world. Basically, he decided to become Superman.
That is a very noble cause. He is truly heroic.
And that was a great summary. So here's an interesting fact to add. Since 1940, there have been hundreds and hundreds of radio shows, television shows, and movies made about the adventures of Superman. And there's an important historical link here. In the 1930s, when the story of Superman was created, there was a lot going on in America. The country had just come out of World War I. People were really struggling to recover from it, and economic times were tough. We were in the middle of a depression, or a financial lull in the economy, a time when jobs were hard to find, and people were having trouble paying their bills and feeding their families. It was during this difficult time in American history that the character of Superman was created.
It's interesting how Superman showed up in comic books at the same time that all of this was going on in our country. It's like he came just in time to save the day. That's a superhero for you.
That's true. So why don't you two choose one or two superheroes to focus on today? And perhaps you can find some words that we use today that have a superhero connection.
Good idea, Mrs. Fenn. Today we will focus on the topic of two legendary superheroes, Superman and Spider-Man, symbols of American truth and justice.
These characters were the beginning of American cartoon history, and, much more than that, they became symbols of hope and victory in our country, symbols of the triumph of good over evil.
I love your announcer voices. Tell me about what you found in your research. Fill us in on the battle between good and evil and some of those superhero words we were talking about.
Okay. Well, the whole idea of Superman got me thinking, so I researched a tiny bit into what the word super means. It's actually a prefix, like a mini word you can add onto the front of other words to change their meaning a little. The prefix super comes from some really old Latin word. It basically means above or beyond. So Superman was above other men. I thought that was a cool way of thinking about it.
Oh, and that's a great grammar lesson, Ellie. Thanks.
But wait, there's more. The word hero started back in ancient Greece. They used it to describe a person who they considered to be part man, part god. The heroes of these ancient legends had powers greater than humans, so they were like superhumans.
Ah, great connection. So keep in mind that words like hero and heroic describe good deeds that are accomplished by dedicated people today, too. Can you two think of any other adjectives that would describe Superman or superheroes in general?
There are a lot of great adjectives we can use to describe superheroes. Courageous, powerful, reliable, confident, and honest.
Those are fantastic words, Max. How about we talk about a few of them and discuss what each one means a little bit more closely?
Sure. Let's start with courageous. Courageous means brave, and heroes have to be brave to fight the villains they meet.
You're right. Any others?
Well, powerful. Powerful means physically strong, as in more powerful than a locomotive. And full, F-U-L, is a suffix, too. It literally means full of. Superman was powerful, or full of enough power, to stop a speeding locomotive. It takes a lot of force to stop a speeding train in its tracks.
That's true. So courageous and powerful definitely describe superheroes. But when I think of the last three adjectives we used to describe them, reliable, confident, and honest, I don't really picture speeding trains. Those qualities seem more human for some reason.
I know what you mean.
You know, many of the superheroes in comic books actually were human to begin with, until something turned them into superheroes, like Spider-Man, for example.
Yes, Spider-Man. Unlike Superman, Spider-Man started out human. There was no spacecraft or alien life form involved in the story. Peter Parker, the boy who would become Spider-Man, was an ordinary guy. He was human, and he didn't decide to be a superhero. It just kind of happened.
So, you mentioned before how Superman was created in the 1930s. What'd you find out about our friend Spidey?
Well, Spider-Man was created in the 60s, about 30 years after Superman. America was involved in a different war at this time in history, the Vietnam War.
And that's very true, Max. Both of those cartoon heroes were created during a time when America was at war, a time when Americans needed hope. When Spider-Man was created, Lyndon B. Johnson was president. And President Johnson was responsible for supporting many laws that focused on civil rights, or rights that he believed each and every American deserved, regardless of what religion they were, whether or not they were male or female, or what color their skin was. Spider-Man was a young man, and many young men and women across America were speaking out about civil rights. Many young people were taking a stand and voicing their opinions, and sometimes they took risks to get their point across. It wasn't just always peaceful protesting during that time in American history.
Right. America was changing. Comic books were changing. The superheroes weren't the same anymore. These new superheroes had human qualities. They were afraid and often had to struggle with the decisions about how to use their superpowers.
Superman stories were about Superman fighting evil villains. Spider-Man fought the bad guys too, but Spider-Man was the first teenage superhero. In the 1960s, young kids, teenagers, and adults were reading comic books, reading about the battle between good and bad. Unlike Superman, Spider-Man's character was more human at times than he was heroic.
Spider-Man was courageous and powerful, and he was eventually reliable, confident, and honest too, after he got used to the whole I'm a superhero thing. I have to admit that before we did our research, I only knew that Spider-Man had a cool Spidey suit, could shoot spiderwebs, and could swing from rooftop to rooftop with his mad, acrobatic Spidey skills.
Me too. Then I found out that he was a normal guy named Peter Parker. His parents died when he was little, and he was raised by his Aunt May and Uncle Ben.
He was an orphan like Superman, though. That's an interesting similarity.
There are more. Anyways, Peter Parker, the human, is kind of a loner. He doesn't have a lot of friends, but he loves science. One day, he is conducting a science experiment and is bitten by a radioactive spider. The spider bite gives him his superpowers, which include the ability to cling to different surfaces, like walls and ceilings. And he also has what's called spider senses. Those tell him when there is danger in the area.
Peter Parker has to decide what to do with his superpowers. At first, he doesn't make very good choices. He uses his powers to try to become famous as a television star. One night, when he was leaving the television studio, he sees a security guard chasing a burglar. The security guard calls for help, but Peter decides it isn't important enough for Spider-Man, and the burglar gets away. A few weeks later, Peter comes home to find out that his aunt and uncle have been robbed, and his Uncle Ben had been killed during the robbery. Peter decides to use his superpowers to catch the guy. When he does, it turns out that it was the same burglar who he let get away.
Ugh, what an awful way to learn a lesson about making bad choices. He did learn the importance of being reliable, but I'm sure it was a tough lesson.
I agree, and I imagine Peter Parker did too. After this horrible tragedy, he decides to use his superpowers to fight the evil and injustice in the world. Just like Superman, he says, and I quote, "Whatever life holds in store for me, I will never forget these words. With great power comes great responsibility. This is my gift, my curse. Who am I? I'm Spider-Man."
That really does say it all. In the end, Spider-Man is truly reliable. Reliable means being dependable. People can count on you when you're reliable. And just to jump in with a grammar factoid, able is also a suffix. It means able to, so reliable means people are able to rely on you.
And dependable means that when people are in trouble, they are able to depend on you.
Aha, well said. I must say, you two have sure been thorough in your research about superheroes and the qualities that describe them. Now...
Wait. We know where you're going with this, Mrs. Fenn. Our spider senses can just feel it. Allow me. Before we finish up our walk, let's summarize a few key ideas from today's podcast and think about how superheroes and the words we use to describe them play a role in our world.
First of all, cartoon superheroes like Superman and Spider-Man symbolize more than the triumph of good over evil. They symbolize, or represent, the struggles of everyday life. Superman risked exposing himself to kryptonite, a substance that could destroy him, and at the same time, real-life soldiers were risking their lives in wars overseas. Superman helped give Americans hope.
Spider-Man helped give Americans hope, too, but in a different, more human kind of way. Spider-Man protected everyday people who were the victims of crimes. He helped stop the bad guys from taking away the civil rights of these everyday people, you know, people like us. Spider-Man worked to fight crime in his neighborhood. Real-life police officers fight crime and capture the bad guys every day. The heroes of comic books were created to entertain us and to give us hope that goodness will prevail.
And I think that there's a superhero in each of us. We can find that superhero inside us when we look for our own personal strengths and use those gifts to
help good triumph over evil.
Yeah, Ellie, to help good triumph over evil, to help us make good choices in life. You know, you really are overly, excessively, abundantly, super dramatic sometimes.
Hey, heroes aren't perfect.
Well done, you two. Now it's time to pack away our capes for the day and get back to assuming our everyday identities. Walking Classroom, as we finish up our walk, discuss with a partner what you learned about Superman and Spider-Man and what was going on in our world when those characters were created. Why is having a symbol of hope so important? And what are some of your personal superpowers or strengths? And who are some of the everyday heroes in your life? Thanks again for joining us. Until next time,
Happy trails!